Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government has lifted 25 crore people out of poverty in last 10 years. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi assures of financial assistance schemes for women and youth if parties voted to power. Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi takes over as Chief of Naval Staff. 7 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh. 6,000 tourists stranded due to heavy snowfall, rescued from Atal Tunnel and Hundi in Himachal Pradesh. And in sports today, inaugural edition of National Women's Hockey League begins in Ranchi. And in women's T20 cricket, India to take on host Bangladesh in Sylhet. And now the news in detail. Political parties have intensified their poll campaigns for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that people are witnessing the difference between 10 years of Modi government and 60 years of Congress rule. Addressing a public meeting at Madha in Maharashtra, he said that while prime ministers during the Congress rule chanted the phrase Garibi Hatayenge, it is the NDA government that lifted 25 crore people out of poverty in the last 10 years.
आपके आशीर्वाद आपके सहयोग से और आपने मुझे जो कुछ भी शिक्षा दीक्षा दी है उसके कारण 10 साल में इस देश के 25 करोड़ लोगों को गरीबी से बाहर निकालने में हमें सफलता मिली है.
Mr. Modi said that in 2014 there were about 100 irrigation projects that were stuck for decades and the NDA government has already executed 63 of them. Attacking NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar, Mr. Modi said that when Mr. Pawar was the Agriculture Minister at the centre, the fair and remunerative price, FRP, of sugarcane was 200 rupees, but during the 10 years of NDA rule, the FRP of sugarcane has been increased to 340 rupees per quintal. Mr. Modi also held a public meeting, Dhara Shiv, in Osmanabad, Lok Sabha constituency. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will address rallies at Latur in Maharashtra. In Chhattisgarh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting in Champanagar under Janjgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency of the state this afternoon. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has assured of financial assistance schemes for women and the youth if his party is voted to power. Addressing a rally at Bhind in Madhya Pradesh today, he alleged that BJP is working against the interests of poor people.
बीजेपी के नेताओं ने साफ कहा है, अमित शाह ने कहा है, बड़े बड़े नेताओं ने कहा है कि अगर चुनाव में जीत होगी तो कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन को बदल दिया जाएगा, रद्द कर दिया जाएगा. और मैं आपको बताने आया हूँ, ये हिंदुस्तान की गरीब लोगों की आत्मा है, इसको कोई नहीं छूने वाला है, दुनिया में कोई शक्ति नहीं है जो इसको बदल सके.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has accused Congress of spreading misinformation that the BJP will end reservations after crossing 400 seats. Addressing media persons in Guwahati today, he said that these claims are baseless and unfounded. Mr. Shah assured that BJP supports reservations for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and other backward classes. He claimed that the BJP is getting a great response across the country.
आसाम, बंगाल, उत्तर प्रदेश, मध्य प्रदेश, राजस्थान, छत्तीसगढ़, उत्तराखंड, ये सभी राज्यों में हमें बहुत बड़ी चुनावी सफलता मिलती हुई दिखाई पड़ती है. दक्षिण भारत में भी भारतीय जनता पार्टी को बहुत अच्छा रिस्पांस मिल रहा है.
In Manipur, re-polling is underway in 6 polling stations of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Re-polling is being held today in 5 polling stations in Ukhrul District and 1 in Senapati from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Earlier, the Election Commission of India announced that the voting process in these polling stations conducted on 26th of April has been treated void and directed for re-polling. In Karnataka, sitting JDS MP from Hasan, Prajwal Revanna, was today suspended from the party over explicit videos allegedly showing him sexually assaulting multiple women that went viral. Prajwal is also contesting from Hasan in this election. He is the grandson of JDS Supremo and former Prime Minister Devegowda and son of Holnarsipur MLA H.D. Revanna. Based on a complaint by a victim, a police complaint has been lodged against Prajwal Revanna and the state government has ordered an SIT probe into the allegations. Before the police complaint was lodged, Prajwal is said to have left for Germany on Saturday morning. In another development, National Commission for Women, NCW, has demanded swift action from Karnataka DGP in the alleged sexual abuse case involving JDS leader Prajwal Revanna. Taking so more to cognizance in this matter, NCW Chairperson Rekha Sharma has written a letter to Karnataka DGP and asked to apprehend the accused. She also asked to submit a detailed report within 3 days. Ms. Sharma condemned the alleged sexual abuse, saying these events endanger women's safety and perpetuate a culture of violence. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Porbandar Lok Sabha constituency in Gujarat.
Porbandar Lok Sabha constituency, located in western part of Gujarat, is renowned for the birthplace of Mahatma Gandhi. Established in 1977, it has been a significant political seat in Saurashtra region. Over the years, Porbandar has been represented by various members of parliament from various political parties like Congress, Janata Dal and BJP. Ramesh Bhai Dhaduk from BJP was elected from this seat in both 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha polls. In this election, BJP has fielded a senior leader and Union Minister Mansukh Mandaviya against senior Congress leader Lalit Basoya. There are total 11 candidates are in the fray on this seat, including 6 independent candidates, whose political fate will be decided by 17,18,000 voters in this constituency. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back, you're listening to Midday News. Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi has taken over as the Chief of the Naval Staff today. He has succeeded Admiral R. Hari Kumar. Talking to reporters in New Delhi after assuming charge, Admiral Tripathi said the Indian Navy should remain operationally ready at all times to deter potential adversaries at sea in peace and to win the war at and from the sea. He also stressed that he will strengthen the ongoing efforts of the Indian Navy towards Atmanirbharta by introducing new technologies and becoming an important pillar of national development.
Over the years, our Navy has evolved into a combat-ready, cohesive, credible and future-proof force. The existing and emerging challenges in the maritime domain mandate that the Indian Navy should remain operationally ready at all times to deter potential adversaries at sea, in peace, and to win the war at and from the sea when asked to do so. This will remain my singular focus and endeavor.
Mr. Tripathi has served as the Flag Officer, Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command. A Communication and Electronic Warfare Specialist, he has served on frontline warships of the Navy as Signal Communication Officer and Electronic Warfare Officer, and later as the Executive Officer and Principal Warfare Officer of Guided Missile Destroyer INS Mumbai. At least 7 Maoists are reportedly killed in the encounter with security personnel in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh. According to sources, this encounter is going on in the forest of Abushmad of Narayanpur District. Based on intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was sent to the area. Fierce gun battle is going on between security forces and Maoists in the forest. Security forces are carrying out a search operation in the area. Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra today met Minister of State for International Cooperation, UAE, Reem Al-Hashmi in New Delhi. During the meeting, they reviewed the entire gamut of multifaceted bilateral relations and discussed avenues to further deepen the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Due to heavy snowfall in the tribal district of Lahaul Spiti in Himachal Pradesh, day-to-day life has been affected. The vehicular movement has come to a halt between Manali-Leh Highway, beyond Baralacha and between Atal Tunnel and Dundi due to snow accumulation. Here's more from our correspondent.
Approximately 6,000 tourists stranded at Atal Tunnel and Thundi have been safely evacuated overnight as part of a rescue operation. The risk of landslides has increased in the valley due to this snowfall, and the road is blocked near Sisu due to landslides, with traffic being diverted via tailing. Furthermore, the Chamba-Bharmore National Highway has been closed due to landslides this morning, with efforts to reopen it underway at a war footing. The weather in the state is clear today, however, in the past days, areas at higher altitudes experienced snowfall, while a decrease in temperature was recorded in other regions due to rain and hailstorms. The unseasonal rain and snowfall have caused damage to crops and also heightened the risk of landslides in the valley. With Ritesh Kapoor from Shimla, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The forest fire situation in Uttarakhand's Kumaon and Garhwal divisions has significantly improved, with effective containment efforts in place. All divisions are now on high alert, with the Forest Department deploying manpower round the clock to monitor and prevent fire incidents. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions to continue over South Peninsula India during the next 4 days, including over Telangana, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry during the next 4 days. These conditions will also continue over West Bengal, Sikkim and Gujarat till tomorrow. In Telangana, heat wave conditions are prevailing in parts of Nalgonda district, with highest maximum temperatures being recorded at over 45 degrees Celsius for the past 5 days. A report from our correspondent.
Several areas in various districts across Telangana state are experiencing unusually high temperatures, with Mattur in Nalgonda district recording a blistering 45.5 degrees Celsius today. Other areas, including Mangapet in Mulugu district, recorded 45.1 degrees Celsius currently. Several other places in Nalgonda, Mulugu, Bhadradri Kottagudem, Siddipet, Khammam, Mancherial and Nizamabad districts also witnessed over 44 degrees Celsius. Within the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation limits, various locations like Sheikhpet, Kukatpally, Rajendranagar reported maximum temperatures as high as 43 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the State Public Health and Family Welfare Department has asked the public not to come out unless it is very important. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
On to sports now. In Jharkhand, National Hockey League between hockey teams of 8 states began today at Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda AstroTurf Stadium in Ranchi. On day 1, 4 league matches will be played. The first match was played between Odisha and Haryana today at 7 a.m. in the morning. Odisha defeated Haryana by 4-1. The second match will be played between Maharashtra and Manipur at 4 p.m. Apart from this, there will be a match between Madhya Pradesh and Bengal at 6 p.m. and the inaugural match of the tournament will be played between the host team of Jharkhand and Mizoram at 8:30 p.m. The competition is scheduled till May 9. In women's cricket, India will take on host Bangladesh in the second match of the 5-match T20 series in Sylhet today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. Harmanpreet Kaur is leading the Indian women's team, while Nigar Sultana is in charge of the Bangladeshi team. In the opening match on Sunday, the women in blue thrashed the hosts by 44 runs at the same venue, taking a 1-0 lead in the series. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants LSG will take on Mumbai Indians at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night, led by spinner Varun Chakravarti's attacking spell. Kolkata Knight Riders restricted DC 253 in the stipulated 20 overs. KKR's mystery spinner Varun finished with an excellent figure of 3 for 16 in 4 overs, while Vaibhav Arora and Harshit Rana bagged 2 wickets each. Riding on Phil Salt's impressive 68 of 23 balls, KKR overhauled the target, scoring 157 for 3 in 16.3 overs. Skipper Shreyas with 33 and Venkatesh Iyer with 26 remained not out. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government has lifted 25 crore people out of poverty in last 10 years. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi assures of financial assistance schemes for women and youth if parties voted to power. Admiral Dinesh Matripathi takes over as chief of naval staff. 7 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. 6,000 tourists stranded due to heavy snowfall rescued from Atal Tunnel in Dundi in Himachal Pradesh. And in sports today, inaugural edition of National Women's Hockey League begins in Ranchi. In women's T20 cricket, India to take on host Bangladesh in Sylhet. And with that, we end the midday news.